Galileo and the Church. It's common to accuse the Catholic Church of having tried to hold back the march of science by persecuting Galileo. The book, The Bible as History, by Werner Keller, goes one better. On page 394, it alleges that Rome condemned Copernicus, as well as Galileo. So let's consider both men. Copernicus was a Polish priest. In his book in 1543, he put the theory that the sun did not circle the earth, but earth and planets circled the sun. And there was no opposition from the church. Cardinal Nicholas of Cusa advocated the same theory, and he met no opposition from the church. Galileo, however, when he adopted the same theory, met trouble in 1616 under Pope Paul V, and again in 1633 under Pope Urban VIII. The case has been so misrepresented by enemies of the church that it's still misunderstood, inside and outside the church. The point at issue was not the truth of the theory of Copernicus, but the truth of the Bible. And in particular, the passage where Joshua commanded the sun to stand still, and the sun did stand still, and gave him light to finish the battle and defeat his enemy. Now, if Galileo had merely affirmed Copernicus's theory, there wouldn't have been any trouble. But he went further. He claimed that the sun is immovable, it couldn't stand still, and therefore the Bible contains an error. And this was at a time when the church was fighting serious heresies in the 1600s. Before this, Galileo had always received church imprimatur for his books. However, he was given approval for a book, Dialogue on Two World Systems, on condition, A, that the theory of Copernicus was presented as theory, not as fact, and B, that papal arguments be included. Galileo didn't comply with A, and as regards B, he put the papal arguments into the mouth of a character, Simplicio, the fool. He was called to answer before the Congregation of the Holy Office. One of its members was Cardinal Robert Bellarmine, who's now canonized St. Robert, and he was also its chief advisor. Bellarmine probably knew as much about Copernicus as Galileo did, and he'd been aware of the objection that this theory raised to the traditional interpretation of Joshua. But whereas Bellarmine had no difficulty in standing by the inerrancy of Scripture, Galileo's over-literal interpretation caused his trouble. Bellarmine even wrote to a friend of Galileo saying that there was no objection to putting forward the system of Copernicus as the best explanation of the celestial phenomena. No objection to that, provided no reference was made to the apparent conflict with the Bible. Galileo was a difficult man. According to a Professor Bock, who has lectured on Galileo in Australia, he described Galileo as a proud and arrogant aristocrat, a rather unpleasant character, unnecessarily rude, and bent first on his own aggrandizement. Unquote. Reverend Brother V. McKenna, PhD, in a Catholic Truth Society pamphlet, refers to Galileo as a great man, but he was publicly disrespectful and disobedient, and he was wrong in his interpretation of the Bible, and he was wrong in his physics. Galileo was tried by the Inquisition. He was put under technical imprisonment, which amounted merely to a curtailment of his movements around Italy. He continued to receive a papal pension. He still carried on his experiments. And on his deathbed, Galileo received the papal blessing, which is a rare privilege. Another thing, the scientists of the day mostly disagreed with Galileo, including Francis Bacon and Tycho Brahe. Galileo's supposed proof of the theory of Copernicus from the tides was completely wrong. The theory of Copernicus needed the velocity of light and the law of gravity, which were both unknown to science in Galileo's day. And non-Catholics should remember that both Luther and Calvin violently condemned Galileo's thesis. As Catholics, we have to believe that the Bible is true. I believe that God intervened somehow to make the long day of Joshua. Whether it was by stopping the rotation of the earth, or by suspending the activity of the whole system at its source in the sun, I don't know. But privately, I think it may have been an apparent sun standing still, like an apparent sun danced in the sky at Fatima. It was an apparent sun at Fatima, not the real sun, and threw out colored lights and fell towards the earth. And that happened in modern times.